Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 175 and counting. We got another great show going on again tonight, and I want to welcome all you new listeners on board. Hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back. And all you returning listeners, thank you so much for all your support and coming back and listening, because these animals, they don't have voices to speak out and get help. So we have to do it for them. I just want to do a couple shout outs here to thank all these Facebook pages for all their continuous support on help promoting this show. Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason and Holly Smith, a big hello and thank you. Visit their pages, press like, and see how you can help out. Voices Carry for Animal Support Group. I'm one of the admins along with many others, and thank all of you for all you're doing because I can't always be there. The Paul's Call Show, Leah Webster Foster, thank you for all you do. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, you're doing a great job. Got great pages out there and a lot of awareness and information. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty, and that is Debbie Eisman and also Ellen Pendle. Thank you so much for all your continuous support. Voice for Animals, Sean Walters on Twitter. All of us together can make a difference. We've got to at least try. Deb Padovano, want to give you a big shout-out. She's my press agent. She ends up in Facebook jail a lot along with me, but we get through it somehow. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host and producer for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So everybody, let's get on with this show. And first of all, I want to bring Marty Oakley. She is my evil twin out there on TS Radio.
Liar.
You cannot put us together. It turns into chaos. hey Marty, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio.
It's appropriate.
Together, everybody. Yes,
it's appropriate that you're hosting this show. You're the biggest animal I know. So hopefully you're not an endangered species. But yeah, I'd have to put you on a list. Yes. Anyway.
Put me on a list. I'll make my animal sounds in a minute, but we are we are trouble together, okay?
Yes.
It is,
yes.
But Marty, a big huge thank you for getting me started on this. You made a major animal advocate out of me, and elderly, and a radio advocate, and you taught me everything I know. So, and you helped me with this, putting this together. I can't thank you enough. And everybody, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette. And that's, I announce that every week. So please check it out, www.ppjg.me. Press follow. And every time there's a new podcast coming up or an article, it will be alert you in your primary email. It's on the right-hand side in the column or on TS Radio. Press follow, and that also any the new podcast comes up, and it'll alert you. And also on Animal Advocates Radio. But Marty and I, we want to discuss. We got a big event next Friday, on June 15th. It's the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and Marty and I are going to do a show together. We did a couple of them already over the years. And Marty, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about the show that we're doing and how they can get connected? Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I didn't think you were ever going to quit talking. Well, anyway, what we're going to be doing on June 15th at 7 Central, Deb and I will be co-hosting a show on TS Radio, and it's to honor Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and it's worldwide, and this is usually an extremely large show for us, as more and more people have come to realize that the elder in this country have been targeted. We are considered a waste population. And I just watched yesterday, Deb, the House hearing, Social Security auditors were reporting that the mortality rate for some reason in the elderly has risen tremendously. I attribute this to the use of hospice to euthanize, to medical kidnap, where they withhold treatment and then start palliative care, which is actually terminal sedation. And they are taking us out as quickly as they can. And we're going to be talking about this resources that you can access to protect you. And I want to give everybody a caution. You hear all this stuff and you'll get things in the mail that say, you know, come visit with us and have dinner with us and learn about estate planning to avoid conservatorship, guardianship. Don't do it. What you are doing is giving these lawyers all of your pertinent information about what you own, where you own it, how much it's worth, who has access to it. They are databasing you. And there is not a probate tribunal in this country that does not immediately discard all pre-standing legal instruments so that the predators, these attorneys and these professional guardians, can loot the estate. And so we'll be talking about that, how to revoke hospice, how to set up a protective patient's medical directive to stop people from taking control of your health care and refusing you treatment. We'll be talking about what living wills actually are, because it's a suicide pact. We'll be talking about a lot of things to do, how to protect yourself, how to understand what's being presented to you as some sort of protection, which is really a trap. We'll be talking about a lot of these things. And the show, of course, will be in memoriam to the people we have lost in guardianship and in hospice, who have died an untimely death, many times as Deb's own experience was in nursing homes with her father, which is how Deb and I became acquainted. I interviewed her about her father, Chief White Owl, who died under these circumstances up here in Minnesota, Deb. Last month, a scandal broke. 26,000, I want you to understand, 26,000 nursing home complaints in 1 year that went uninvestigated.
Oh, my
and that
goodness.
Got swept under the rug so fast, you wouldn't believe it. I tried to contact all the senators that came out and said, oh, you know, we're gravely concerned. We had no idea. They're the only ones in the state that didn't. No. And they were going to fix it. So they came out with a new patient's bill of rights that gives all power and control to the guardians and conservators. Go figure. And but anyway, we'll be talking about all of these things. And like I say, the show is specifically in memoriam to the people we've lost. We've been able to save a great many from this, but we've also lost a great many. And so it is just a heads up and a day of remembrance and hopefully of information you can use.
Yes, and everybody, please wear purple that day, too, because this is concerning all of us and our futures and generations coming up, because our ages don't stop here. So the elderly, just like the animals and the children, they need our voices to help them, because we got a lot of issues to cover here. So please stay tuned in. If you have any questions, you know, or comments, call in. And that number is 917-388-4520. And press 1 to speak. And that's next Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll be, once the promo's done, it'll be posted on my wall and also Marty and all over social media so you can contact, you know, get involved, okay? Thank you, Marty, for coming on. And next week, if you could come on also, you know, before the show, because this is on Thursday, so we can get on here again and tell them about the next day, which is the 15th, all right?
Yes.
And good luck with your show tonight. All right?
Thank you. All right. Same to you, Deb.
Big hugs, evil twin.
I said you're the evil one. I'm the good one.
So thank you for the info. That was great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Deb. Bye.
Okay, everyone. The chat room, thank you, Marty, for calling in. The chat room is open if you want to sign in on Blog Talk Radio. Go up to the upper right-hand corner, sign in for Facebook or Twitter, scroll down past the comments, and the chat room will appear. I'm going to get along with my guest here. Danielle and Jack couldn't show up tonight. She had some problems, but there is a replacement. Her name is Ashley Goodenough, and she's coming on board, and I want to welcome her. Ashley, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 175 and counting. Anti-dog fighting campaign. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
Hey, so far so good. Thanks for replacing Danielle tonight. That was so nice of her to do that, you know, because she was having some problems, and she says, I have somebody to come on air. So once the I get to the promo tonight, I'll be changing the name to yours, and then I'll send you the promo so you can see them also, okay? But you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started on the anti-dog fighting campaign, which is a very, very critical. It's terrible what's going on with these dogs out there fighting. You know, it's so sad and heartbreaking because they don't have a choice in the matter. They're forced, you know, to go and fight. They don't drive themselves there. They don't walk themselves to the fights. And then they, you know, there's people that surround them that's sitting there cheering them on, whether it's over betting or whatever. I wish all these people would turn over a new leaf and stand up for these animals. You know, turn over that new leaf and protect them with the safety, you know, because you got to step in their paws and feel what they feel, the pain and the torture and the suffering. You know, actually, this is, you know, something that's very serious out there that needs some massive attention, you know. So if everybody would put a little love in their heart, including all these the audience around these dog fights, these rings, and say, hey, we got to change here. We got to step in their paws and say, hey, this is enough. You know, let these animals live in peace and happiness and comfort and not be, you know, trained to fight and kill. Because actually, my father, Marty mentioned it a little bit, he was a professional wrestler back in the late 50s to early 80s, Chief Whiteout, okay? He wrestled for 32 years from WWF to WWE, which is, you know, he was one of the pioneers back then. Okay, so he knew when he went up into the ring what he was going to endure, but he was not going to get killed or severely injured, or you know what I mean?
No.
So, and there's an audience, so he accepted that to go in there. And my dad, back in 08, he didn't die in the ring. He didn't die nothing from wrestling. He died from severely neglected in a nursing home, you know, where he was supposed to come home. And never did after 2 months. So, you know, wrestling had nothing to do with that. You know, he had dementia. He, you know, ran away and everything. They severely neglected him till he died. And we're still fighting today, 10 years later, over some issues about the punitive damages. Because my mother was mandated to pay 50% of the punitive damages to help improve the quality of care in nursing homes. That doesn't make sense to me, you know. So
it doesn't make
sense to anybody because the nursing home was guilty, found guilty of wrongful death, you know, and falsifying records. So it's not easy out there. It's something we're never going to forget. But you want to go ahead and tell the audience out there, an anti-dog fighting campaign out there on Facebook. Thanks for all you're doing. And you also, Ashley, because it means so meaningful. And go ahead and tell us about your campaign. And how it's, you know, and it's all over the world. Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
All right. Well, a little bit about us. We are called the Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign. We are a group of volunteers from literally all over the world, not just here in the United States or continental North America. We are all over the world, because it is a major problem across this entire globe. And like you said, I mean, these animals are forced into fighting. They're not, it's not a choice they have like we as humans have, which a lot of people are like, oh, they're animals, blah, blah, blah. But no, I mean, they don't need to fight to the death or fight until they're so severely injured they get beaten and hung and killed and everything because the people didn't make enough money off of them. And we do need people to step up and come forward and just be like, hey, I suspect this is going on. But it's scary because these people are so dangerous. This is their livelihood, which is disgusting. But it's their livelihood. They make money off of basically watching dogs kill each other, watching roosters kill each other. I mean, this is the sick. I mean, I don't know any other nice term to say other than sickness that these people, it's disgusting. We've been around since about 2012. Our CEO is beyond amazing, but because of what we do, we try to keep our names out. We have a lot of divisions on top of just dog fighting. We have an educational resource center where we help educate the public not only on signs as to what to watch out for dog fighting, but also animal abuse and BSL and everything. We have a resource center which helps us help other people. Like, say your animal was so severely sick and needed to be rushed to the vet and you didn't know how to help. We actually have flyers that people have put together with different organizations that can help them find financial resource to help with that vetting and everything. We have a graphics department that helps with getting flyers and getting the info out there to help these animals. We have an ambassadorship, which is worldwide. We have an anti-cruelty division, so we don't just do dog fighting, any type of animal cruelty now. We are stepping into that territory to help fight against it because it's all somehow related, which is disgusting. We're starting a new division called the Puppy Mill Division, which our executive management team is working round the clock to get up and running. We have another division called Project Hope, which is a community outreach program. They help other nonprofits with getting the resources and the community support that they need to help more animals, which also helps because when we do a dog bust, we need somewhere for those animals to go. And if they do go to the animal control, the animals that are at animal control then become in jeopardy. So we need more rescues to step up to help with those animals because it's not just the animals in the dog fighting ring that become in jeopardy. They need space for the ones they're able to save to go, and then the animals that they've already saved, those animals then become in jeopardy, and it's tough. It's tough. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't have a whole speech prepared. I'm just going off of my experiences I've dealt with.
I know you have to go through a lot, you know, and see a lot. Because I've seen a lot of horrific videos, and I can't even finish watching the videos.
Yeah.
The photos where, you know, the dog's ears is almost ripped off. They're full of blood. You know, that is so cruel and heartless.
It is.
To even see somebody sitting there cheering an animal that's getting ripped apart. That's so cold. Who are we as human beings to continue to let this happen? And, you know, there is something wrong with this picture. It's happening out there, and it probably will never stop. But at least we can try, because all of us on this earth are here temporarily, including all the animals, and we got to make the best of it. You know, never in my days of my dad pro wrestling, did I ever see his ear almost coming off or his eyes almost yanked out or his nose, his mouth? Never. You know, and there's something wrong. And these people are cheering, and professional wrestling is still happening today. It's huge. Boxing's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all the people getting involved. Okay, so it's okay in everybody's eyes, but they're not killing each other or they're not very, you know, harming. And it's just being this, you know, these animals. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ashley. Go right ahead.
And it's their choice. It's their choice to participate. That's
right,
the big thing.
Exactly.
It is their choice to do this. They're not being forced to wrestle.
No. They're being forced into, you know, into training and everything. Just like with BSL, you can't blame the deed, you know. You can't blame the breed. You got to blame the deed. Who's in charge, you know? One dog dies, you know, or bites one, and they take it out on all of them. That's not right. That's discrimination.
But that's another
prejudice.
Thing. The media will only report on the pit bull bite or the dog that looks like a pit bull. Because 9 out of 10 times, let's be honest, that's just a mutt. That's not even a quote unquote pit bull. But the media will run with it and be like, oh, this pit bull did this. Okay, but what about that golden retriever down the road that just attacked somebody? They don't ever report on those. Any other breed dog bite, they don't like to report. It's not news.
That's
not... It's not interesting. It doesn't cause an outcry.
Oh, and that's what gets me is because, you know, you look at them just like a while back. It was last year. My changed homeowners insurance. They canceled the mine because of the breed of dog I have, half Keita and half Chow. And I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here? That's discrimination. Why are you taking everything out there and taking out on my dog? It's so unfair.
Exactly.
You know, why are they doing this? He didn't do anything wrong. There is a big fence out there, and whenever a stranger comes to the door, you have to communicate with them, you know, hey, or a police officer, and say, hey, listen, he's going to sniff you, or I will put him in another room if it makes you uncomfortable. You know, I just go with the flow. But I don't want him to come and say, okay, because your dog is a Akita Chow, then we're going to up your rates, or we're totally denied it, you know. And I was a big fight, so I had to change over. And with these dogs, you know, with the dog fighting, they don't stand a chance without us. They need to, you know, we need to be their voices and doing what's right. Because what's happening out there, and like you said, you know, it's their living. Well, it's time to change the living and be proud of something that you do. Because what is it like, just like hitting a lotto, once you see those dogs kill one another? Or if they get seriously injured and you're laughing and you're clapping and everything, you know, what is going on out there? We are living in a very wicked world. Okay? We can't say it.
And with
it
social media?
And
yeah,
it's
and with
dangerous.
Social media, exactly.
Yes.
And social media is making it more easily available for them to share and connect with additional sick-minded people. And that's, I mean, it's disgusting. And then there's the trolls on Facebook who will take this info and just share it just to piss people off or to get an outcry or distraction or whatever they do anymore. It's completely disgusting.
Yes, it is. And it's you know, and what is it? We have to fight out there, you know, along with all these other issues, Ashley, what's happening out there, you know. It is overwhelming what's going on with animals. There's stuff that's coming from the 20th century that has rolled over the 21st century. And, you know, we need to put it all in the spotlight, but there's too many action takers. Or, I'm sorry, too many issues and not enough action takers. You know, that's what
exactly.
We need more of. And everyone, here's a number to call your state legislators, the reps, the senators, you know, get your voice in there because your voice does matter. Don't ever think it doesn't. And that area code 202-224-3121, they'll ask to put your zip code in and then press 1 for senator and 2 for your state rep. Now, you could call 24-7, 7 days a week after hours. Just leave a voice message. You know, get their email address. You can contact by then. Or fax them, make an appointment to see them, write a letter. You know, the White House phone number, 202 area code 456-1111. Between 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, you can call and leave a comment. I've done that very many times. You know, or write them an email, whitehouse.gov. You know, all these problems, Ashley, we cannot just sit on this radio station you know, and talk about this stuff without taking action, because
Facebook
is not going to change no laws, or Adam, or Twitter, or Pinterest, Google Plus, LinkedIn. You know, so we have to take that right foot forward, and take action is the key, everyone, to unlock the door for all changes to be made. You know, because if we don't, we're spinning our wheels. And that's sad to say, but we, you know, we don't want that. I've seen too many victories come through and, you know, thinking, hey, I was a part of that. Or if I wasn't a part of that, it's like, look at this. It's teamwork. Teamwork rocks. And teamwork wins. And that's what it takes for all of us. And what you guys are doing, I can't thank all you enough for all the dedication and involvement you got. And you know it's dangerous what you're doing, just like everything else, because it's a wicked world out there. And I wish we could say it wasn't, but it is. It's sad and heartbreaking. And we need changes made to let these animals live in peace and happiness, you know, and comfort, this dignity, respect. That's what it all amounts, it comes down to. We love our rights, human rights, and animal rights should be granted, not violated, because that's what it comes down to, you know, and everybody's speaking out. I wanted to read you something, Ashley, in the audience out there. I read it every so often. With my eyes, they will be seen. With my voice, they will be heard. With my hands, they will know comfort. With my heart, they will know love. With my faith, they will have hope. With my actions, they will be free. And I just love that. I mean, it's so meaningful and heartfelt. And it says it all. That's why we are all on, you know, social media. Or, you know, wherever we're doing, see, signing petitions or whatever. And it says it right there. With my actions, they will be free. And that word free right there, you know, and the animals especially thank us when, you know, their lives start to change for the better. And their futures are right now. Right now. Now in the futures with them. We can't do nothing about the past. But we can for the future, just like humans. You know, what we was talking about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. A lot of people ignore it, but it's their future. God's willing, if we're all going to still be here, it's an ugly picture out there for the elderly also. Because I'm involved with that, and it's sad. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we're out there speaking. Who's going to speak for us when we become the elderly, you know, if God's willing? So everybody out there, you know, all lives matter, even the animals. So in each and every one of them. And Ashley will agree to that also, because she knows at front lines. So, you know, whatever we can all do, you know, let's do it. Right?
I do. I do just want to throw out there for those who are on the fence, who do know of some kind of animal cruelty, dog fighting, or whatnot going on, when you report to us the anti-dog fighting campaign, you are 100% confidential. Your name doesn't get put in any reports. It doesn't get recorded, listed, or anything. You will only be known as CI, which is confidential informant. When we turn all of our investigations over to the law enforcement division that we deem appropriate for what's going on, your name is never, ever mentioned. Our names go on the reports, and everything goes through us. So that way, the people that are reporting to us and informing us on what's going on, they are 100% protected, because it's dangerous. This is these criminals' livelihood. This is how they make their money, and they're dangerous. They don't mess around when it comes to how they make their money. And anybody that gets in the way, I mean, they're not afraid. They're already killing innocent beings. What's going to stop them from hurting somebody else? So, I mean, we stay confidential as well for the most part. Like our team, any volunteers we have, we don't put their names out there. Their names are confidential unless they themselves choose to put their names out. No, we keep our team completely protected, and we put our CIs 100% first. Animals are always the number one, but the protection of our CI is always first, because they're risking a lot just letting us know what's going on. And, I mean, I can't stress enough how important it is that we have to keep them safe as well as the animals, because if they get hurt, there goes our case. I mean, then how are we going to help these animals? The criminals, they'll just go underground and hide somewhere else, move somewhere else.
Mm.
So it's tough, but it's tough for the people that come forward as well. Like, we have to make sure that they stay safe, and that is always our number one. If we have to go the long way to save the animals, which is absolutely horrible, because I wish we could just go in guns blazing and save everybody in the world and make world peace perfect, but reality is we can't do that. We have to do things the legal way. And with the lack of laws and everything else, we have to get as much info as we can for the law enforcement to be able to do anything, because they do want to help. 99% of law enforcement that we've met and we've worked with, they do want to help. Just with the lack of laws and the lack of evidence and the lack that they're able to do because of the lack of laws, we have to get as much evidence as we can to give to them so they can say, hey, look, this is really what's going on. Let me get the warrant. Let us get our people in there. Let us get over there and do something about it. Let us save these lives. I mean, that's how we can help. And that's how the public can help. They have to come forward and let us know. I mean, we do have a Facebook page where you can send us messages and we'll get you in touch with the appropriate teams. We have division, we have state divisions. We have country divisions. We have ambassadors. We have everything. We have law enforcement that do volunteer with us. We have lawyers that volunteer with us. Like, we're a very large group of amazing people. Like, I couldn't even stress how amazing the volunteers are we have in our group. When they get together, they do get things accomplished, and it's amazing to just watch. Not to be a part of, but just to watch the way some of them work, it's like, wow. And to know that they're all banding together to save these lives is very inspiring. I mean, for anybody. And we are always looking for people who want to join our team. All you have to do is reach out to our Facebook page, and a recruiter will get in contact with you. We have a security department to make sure that none of the bad ones come in, because they have tried. We've had fighters try and get in because they want to know what we know. They want to know if they're in jeopardy. We have very good people, very, very good people. We even have a lost, stolen, and missing department, because dog fighters, they will steal your animal for bait. It's disgusting and horrendous, but they will. They will steal the animals. And we have a team that will go, and they will check, and they will help investigate and everything else. And we share that worldwide, the info on all the missing animals that we come across. It's a lot.
And just thinking, yeah, when you know, with all these, with your pets and everything, and then they steal them, they're loved ones. So that's another, a stab in the back, and just more cool where they don't care that it was your furry loved one or loved ones. And they're just thinking about themselves. I just wish all of them, the dog fighters, they turn around, turn over a new leaf, and protect these animals. Educate these children when they're young about dignity and respect towards them. Give them field trips to the rescues, and with your parents. Get them, when you have pets, tell them, hey, don't hit them in the face. Dog fighting's wrong. Don't pull their tail. Respect all animals out there, because they so well deserve it. So it's it's like it's a ongoing fight, and it's like a revolving door. You hear these, horrific stories. Michael Vick, remember the day when he got busted and everything, and what happened is, like, here's this huge football star making millions of dollars, but he's going towards dog fighting, which blew up all over the world, and there's people out there that forgive him now, went to jail and everything. But then you're looking back and say, why did he do that? Why did he need to do that? Do something better with your time than, hey, look at wrestling, football, baseball, whatever you could get into out there, a different sport. I don't even call it a sport. I call it a horrific event. There's no excitement about it. I couldn't stand to watch that. I never have. I don't know anybody that has gotten involved. I wouldn't put up with it anyway. I would be talking against it and saying, what are you doing? where's your heart at? Where's your compassion for animals or humans? You know, these, just like boxing, they don't kill each other. In boxing, look how they're going at it. You know, and in the wrestling, mm-hmm. they're throwing each other over the ring, you know, drop kicking each other. I mean, my father, I seen him, you know, get thrown over ropes, you know, and you get, you know, drop kicked, you name it. But he chose that for 32 years, you know, something mm-hmm. he wanted to get into. But he didn't come out dying or have to go get surgery because his ear just fell off. You know, that mm-hmm. was a choice, you know, and it's still happening today. So I hope one day soon that this all changes around and that it's totally out of the picture. Let's get with the times, the 21st mm-hmm. century, because right now it's the 21st century, it's heading for the 22nd century, but a lot of us won't be here. And, you know, I look at that and say, thank God, because I don't want to be here in the 22nd century. You know what I mean? It is much too soon. Mine's going to say, rest in peace finally, because I don't want to deal with it.
No, I don't blame you there.
You know, enough is enough. You know, when you look at it, you think, do I want to bring kids up in this world today? Because this is not the only critical issue out there. We're surrounded, and there's millions and millions of people out there that just look the other way. And we got a caller calling in from area code 305. You're live and on air.
Okay.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 175. Go ahead. You got any comments or questions for the guest, please?
Yes, this is Dahlia from the Miami Coalition Against Breed-Specific Legislation. How are you guys?
Hey, good.
Wonderful.
How are you?
Thanks
for calling in.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you're becoming
a while,
on the guest soon, too.
In.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
August 16th,
I caught the show a little late. I think you guys are discussing dogfighting, correct?
Yes.
It's kind of a little out of hand down here in Miami also. So, believe me,
it's all over.
Yeah, we can relate. You know, there's just so much you can do, especially like in the South Miami area.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Homestead and Redlands. It's pretty prevalent down here. Yeah. And then you've got the middle of the state also, where you've got you've got that going on. But, you know.
And you said it's the Homestead in Miami?
Yeah, it's in Miami. The thing is that, you know, it's, like we were saying, I caught a little bit of the program, it's so hard to nail them with the correct evidence.
It is. It takes a while.
Most of the time, you know, you nail them, they walk out, and it's a slap on the wrist.
That's why you get DEA or other organizations involved, 9 out of 10 times these rings will have another thing going on, such as drugs, illegal guns, I mean, money laundering. They'll have something else going on, which will knock on the bigger charges.
No, and to the point where they think it's all young kids fighting the dog, it's not.
It's not.
You have professionals involved in this thing. You've had doctors. You have attorneys. You know, there's a lot of powerful people, and there's a lot of high-stakes money in it.
Yes.
And that's one of the problems that they're so hard to nail, because they will hire high-ranking law attorneys, and guess what? They walk out. They, you know, they buy them out. That was the issue. But yeah, just congratulating you on continuing the anti-dog fighting campaigns.
If you have any info about these rings, please definitely reach out to the anti-dog fighting campaign on Facebook. You can send us a private message, and we have teams in Florida,
definitely,
all over Florida that can help.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done. ESL division. We love having more people with more knowledge to help us with that fight as well.
Well, the coalition that obviously is dear to our heart, because BSL and dogfighting is almost hand in hand. That's one of the reasons why BSL
is
on the books anyways.
Exactly, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So definitely whatever the coalition can do down here in support of anti-dogfighting, all you have to do is call, and we'll try to get as much feedback, information, or whatever we need to do. because about 4 or 5 years ago, down in the Homestead area, at a certain road, we were getting calls where every Sunday morning they would find one or two dogs that they had just dropped off. These dogs, and I'm not kidding you, they were beheaded, some were burned, some were shot in the head, and their bodies were right there laid out. We got it on the news, and it got hot in Miami. And I guess they backed off a bit because Miami-Dade County had freaking helicopters up in the air. You know, but of course, you know, once it dies down, they go right back to it.
Yeah, they'll just move locations. They'll stay underground for a few months till the heat goes away and move locations.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried, basically, you know, since we focus mostly on breed-specific legislation, it's hard for us to venture out into other areas that need full attention, such as this. We'll work with you 110%, trying to get to the bottom of it, putting away as many as possible and limiting it, you know, to an extent.
It really is hand in hand. People think of pit bulls only as a fighting dog.
Oh my God!
So then
I get that all the time.
They demand the breed specific legislation. They demand it because I don't know, these people only use these dogs for fighting. They'll kill us if they look at us. But they're just all clever, just like any breed.
And the thing is, they use all types of breeds for fighting. All types of breeds, and then the small dogs, they use them for big dogs. So it's
cat,
it's just,
bunnies.
I mean, it's heavy. How many dogs? It was about 2, maybe 3 years ago. We got wind that they were what to call now trunking, which is when they place two dogs in a trunk and they run around for 15 minutes blasting their ghetto boxes, whatever. And then when they're done, whatever dog's dead, they throw away and the other one keeps going with them. So we were able to bust a house down in the Gould's area of Miami. Obviously. And I'll tell you something. I've never seen anything like it. We were able to rescue 11.
I remember when
11,
that started.
Some of those dogs we were able, Miami-Dade Animal Service got them all in there, and then through the coalition and other networking, we were able to get all these dogs out, including 11 puppies. And one of the dogs was taken in by Jen from Pit Sisters up in Gainesville, and that particular dog had half his face ripped off. And today, that dog's a therapy dog. So yes, they can be
wonderful.
Rehabilitated.
Oh, of course.
You know, they were all adopted out.
They just want to make their owners happy. That's all they want. They don't want to fight, but they think they're doing good.
Yeah, I got two right here staring at me.
Mine are downstairs.
But anyway, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for what you do. And
thank you for what you
anything,
do.
No problem. Hey, the dogs do it. I just follow their lead. That's all.
Yeah. I just actually reached out to some people in our Florida division and told them to reach out to y'all.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
But anytime you need us or you need information or you ever want to hook up with me or whatever, my number is out there. Please give me a call or reach me on Facebook, whatever, and we'll work with you because we do need to help down here in dogfighting.
I love to hear that.
All right, guys.
Listen, thanks, Dolly, for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much.
I will be interviewing on August 16th. This is awesome.
Yes, you are.
And looking forward to it again. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Guys. You be good. Have a great rest of the show, and I'm going to grab dinner.
Okay, right ahead.
Enjoy.
I'll be in contact with you.
Enjoy your show. All right, guys. Thank you.
Right, thank you. And we have a caller calling in from area code 530. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices carry for animals number 175. And audience, if you want to have any call or have any comments or questions for the guest, call in. And this is the same number every week, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, I'll let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Okay, I believe I know who this is. Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, Debbie, and hi, Ashley. I'm good. How are you, ladies?
This is great, my animal warrior sister. Another one?
yes. Well, hey, we just don't quit because we can't.
No.
We can't afford to. They're out there and they need us. So thanks for having me on. First of all, I wanted to tell Ashley that I absolutely love the anti-dog fighting campaign. They are so awesome.
Thank you.
Whenever there's been any suspicious activity, I'm always like sending you guys on Facebook. I'm like, hey, you might want to check this out. So I can always depend on you guys getting back and going, okay, yeah, we're on it. So it's very reassuring
Thank
to
you.
Know that. Absolutely. We love you guys. And very early on in my advocacy, I'm kind of a newer advocate. It didn't take me too long to have dog fighting on one of the very top of my abhorred abuse actions, issues out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it also tied in with chaining, and that is definitely I'm obsessed, if you want to call it, in working to do whatever possible to get America's dogs off of chains. And one thing that I'm really encouraging and urging people to push for as we get push for anti-tethering legislation is the different areas that have established a no unattended tether ban. It's very helpful, and maybe you can give me feedback from you guys' perspective, being that dog chaining is often associated with dog fighting, and dog fighting is often associated with gambling, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, you name it. I mean, it's unsavory people that are doing this, and by getting these unattended tethering bans, you're helping to clean up your neighborhood and make your neighborhood safer. And so with an unattended tether ban, wouldn't that help to signify, sorry, my babies are chiming in the background.
That's all right.
I'm going to go to a quieter room here, sorry. Wouldn't that make a quick indication to law enforcement that there is very possibly dog fighting going on? Because if you have society in general with a ban that, if you have to be outside with your dog when they are on any type of tether, if you have, a society or a neighborhood that's the case, wouldn't that make it more indicative to where the fighters would stand out because they're always conditioning and putting these god-awful heavy chains on these dogs for weight conditioning? Wouldn't that help law enforcement to pinpoint them without having to actually find them in the middle of a fight?
Yes and no. I know I'm in South Carolina. Down here, it's sad, but people think that dogs belong outside, which everybody's trying to change. Not everybody, but most of the animal rescues and advocates here are desperately trying to change. We have amazing organizations where they go out and bring them dog houses and everything else, because people down here, I mean, they do. They think that animals are supposed to be outside and it's okay to put them on a chain. Not all of them that do that are dog fighters. But I have noticed in my personal experience with dog fighting and trying to stop it and everything else, I have noticed many of the dog fighters I've seen do have 50, 60, 70 dogs out on chains in their yard.
Right.
They do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because that's how they keep them apart.
Yeah. Yes, it would help with law enforcement, but then it's not the only indication, if you get what I mean. Like, I've seen I've seen hunters down here chain their dogs up outside, which is baffling to me, but I don't get it. But I've seen them chain their dogs up outside, and I've seen them use pit bulls as hog hunting, which to me is just as barbaric as dog fighting anyway, and I don't get that neither, but.
Well, it's to me the hog fighting is just legal. It's a legal blood sport. I mean, dog fighting
is
illegal, but you throw the pit bulls into a pit with hogs in it. I mean, they get torn to ribbons. I mean, those tusks are like knives, daggers in their mouths. It's absolutely brutal. It is most definitely a blood sport, and I just it just seems that with more of an anti-chaining ban. I mean, I know it's in many areas, like you're saying, it's very cultural. Most people are used to it. It's like, well, that's just what happens. We just chain our dogs. But as we push for a change. I would think that would help tie together.
I think it would.
Yeah, I mean, it's a process. Believe me. I mean, with as many advocates that are so awesome across the country that are pushing for these type of anti-tethering ordinances, you know, city by city, county, state by state, they are working so hard out there to get these going, and I love all of them. They are just so amazing and dedicated. Kudos. So many kudos to all the all the advocates out there. But I think with the change that happens, it will, I believe, ultimately help to stamp out the abhorrent epidemic of dog fighting. I mean, it's one of many different issues, but I think that is a very pivotal problem. And is that if you get regular citizens that are not allowed to chain their dogs endlessly, it's going to be easier to pinpoint those that are brutalizing them in fighting. So, I'm excited to see these laws, happening across the country. And ultimately, I would love to see a national ban on this. So I like to aim big. You gotta get to aim for the moon. You might have to trickle down a little bit, but these dogs, I mean, they have no choice, and it needs to be out there, and people need to know how, what an epidemic it is. So I appreciate all of you guys' work, and I'm going to definitely, if you don't mind, connect with you after the show.
Definitely.
And see if I might be able to help join you guys' team. You guys are awesome.
We are always looking for people. You can actually, anybody that is wanting to reach out and join and volunteer with us, you can go to our Facebook page, send a message, and say, hey, I would like to speak with a recruiting member of your division, and I would like to join. And they'll get you the applications and start the process from there.
Wonderful. No, I will definitely be connecting, because you can't have too many people out there fighting so the dogs don't have to,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you guys are awesome. And
thank you so much.
No, absolutely. With law enforcement, what type of feedback do they come up with? I mean, is there training? Are you guys involved with like regular training in how to spot the fighting and things like that? And help people
there's intense training.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you'll get intense training. It's not hard. It's just time consuming. And some of the training, I mean, it's not for the faint of heart. You will see very graphic images.
Right.
It's just like a prelim of what you're going to see.
Right.
Well,
that's good, because I think that there definitely needs to be more training, I think, across the board, both maybe offered to advocates. Of course, I would think qualify, and then also that, you know, law enforcement, because, I mean, even law enforcement, I mean, there's always something new to learn, and, you know, is so, I don't know, is there a regular schedule that you guys, like, of training that you guys attend, or...
No, it's all voluntary. Most of the training is online, so take the classes as you're able to. Because we know we're such a wide variety of people. Like I said earlier, we have some law enforcement, some lawyers, we have doctors, vets. I mean, we do have a great variety of different occupational people that volunteer with us, and we know that not everybody can do 24/7. So our volunteer base and our training and everything is get it done as you're able to. We're not going to be like, you have to get this done, you have 1 hour. No. Like, we're not. No. And we're all, I mean, everybody I've worked with, we consider ourselves a family. Like, we look out for each other and everything else. And everybody works, for the most part, very well together. Now, we are an extremely passionate group of people. With everybody has their own emotional attachments to the animals and bonds and everything and their own views. So sometimes people, you know, they're like, oh, no. But then at the end of the day, everybody we're a family. That's the nicest, easiest, simplest term I can give. We are a family.
That's wonderful.
We all work together, love each other, and fight for these animals daily. Like, yep, we're a family.
Well, it really helps when the team gets along and they're copacetic.
Yeah, it helps.
It's definitely very, very helpful. As Debbie says, teamwork. And teamwork gets so much more accomplished than the latter. So that's totally awesome. Yeah, a video that I share different times addressing dog fighting is very emotional and very raw. And you probably have heard of by Tiki Tane, the Paw Justice, mm-hmm. Enough is Enough. That one always just gets to me. If more of the public, you know, could take a look at that, you know, and what's involved. And, you know, I mean, it's not really bloody, but just the brutal atmosphere of it and just the sadistic, you know, purposes that people approach mm-hmm. with this. And like was discussed earlier, it's tricky, though, when you get such a wide variety of individuals that engage in it, you know, when you are having judges and even law enforcement themselves, you know, that are doing it on the side and sly. And it's a very dark realm.
It is.
To try to infiltrate and to nail and bust. So, yes. So, but you guys, it's wonderful that you guys are so wide, you know, that you're international. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So,
yes,
you guys,
that's awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
And ladies, we're down to a couple minutes here. Jennifer, I want to thank you for calling in and looking forward to having you on as a guest again, okay, Animal Warrior Sister? And Ashley.
Well, thank you.
Ashley,
thank you.
Our new Animal Warrior Sister, okay?
Yay.
And
thank
I like
you. Thank you.
You on Facebook. Because I'm friends with Danielle. And Danielle, sorry you couldn't come on tonight, but there's always other times that you can both come on or, you know, come on separately or whatever, because there's no limit to how many I have my guests on how many times. But, audience, thank you for all tuning
yes,
in.
Yes, thank you.
I hope you keep coming back. We have a lot of issues here. I stand up for all the animals in need out there. Domestic, you know, the farm animals, wild, you name it. The ones in need, they need our help. They can't call this radio station and tell us how they feel or, you know, call the police and do what's right. We humans want their rights and so do animals, and that's only right. But anyway, Animal Advocates Radio is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. The call-in number is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak. It's the same number every week. The audience can listen to it. And all shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio every week. So just go to www.blogtalkradio.com facebook.com/voicescarryforanimals. You can share 24/7 on the left side of the screen to all social media sites. Everyone, please do your part. Have a put a little love in your heart. Do your part. Let's stop dog fighting. It's the right thing to do.
Yes.
And turn over a whole new leaf, all you spectators and dog fighters out there. Let's hear some good news that you're helping the animals out instead of putting them in the ring and watching them suffer. Good night, everyone. Have a peaceful and a nice evening. And may God bless you all. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And so much, Ashley. Okay. Oh, and Donna,
thanks
for calling in, too. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Hope to see you next week.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.